Recording.
Records going. Stop time. Yep. Got that going. Probably put a pause on that. No, we'll wait on that. Just leave it live. Just go live.
Look at us, yep, back again after
a long week.
It really has been a long week. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired.
And I can tell you are. And
yeah.
I'm feeling tired too.
Training's got me, well, I'm training at the gym like 6 days out of the week. It's fine. It's going right.
Okay. I just, you know me, I'm not very technical, so I depend okay. totally on
Spotify
you.
Spotify is good. Okay. Spotify is good. We're live. Live and dead.
Yes, we are. I'm not feeling entitled at all, and
no, not
I should.
Least.
Yeah, I should feel.
I had to work for every dollar I made today.
Me too.
Yeah, all week actually.
All week.
Yeah. So that's the episode for today. Is we're going to actually discuss entitlement and
how people misconstrue hard work,
yeah,
and effort,
yes,
for entitlement.
Yes. Well, we could talk about the 40-hour work week myth. There's no such thing as a 40-hour work week.
No.
Whoever said there was a 40-hour work week is Bernie Sanders.
Stop it. Now, we're not going to politics. We're
talking. Well, he said there was a 40-hour work week, but just he said it multiple times.
Really?
He's gone after the youth. It's there's going to be a 40-hour work week, you know.
Like, he said there has to be?
No, I think he wanted to create the ideology of a 40-hour work week, but simply, like, let's face the facts that you cannot make enough money to sustain your livelihood by working 40 hours a week.
I have never worked a 40-hour week. No. I think I was working 40 hours a week when I was 16. Honest to God.
Oh, I had to go to school.
Yeah.
I remember the days that I actually had to go to school, and I still worked a full-time job, part-time, whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, I was hardworking. I was going to school for an honors diploma. Ooh.
But you know what's scary to me is this generation does not – no, I won't say this generation because I met some people over the course of the last week that – they were talking about their children and their grandchildren. It was different groups of people. And we were talking about this very subject about entitlement. And where did we think that we're entitled to certain things that just automatically come? Because they said to me, oh my gosh, you have a job and you have a business. And I said, I have lots of friends that have that. What people don't understand, it's years and years, a culmination of working. It doesn't just come to you. I am not wealthy. I don't come from parents that have any money. They were working people.
Yeah.
I'm a working person. And sometimes I think we take that for granted because we don't live in a country. The whole actors and things like that. We see all these big stars. We got the March Madness going on, and I was watching that.
What's that?
Basketball.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no. Basketball NCAA
Not
double tournament. So
but, I mean, to each their own.
No. I love it. I love the hype of it. And that's what got us on the subject matter because the tournament's going on and everybody's glued to the TV.
Yeah.
And it's like a Cinderella story. Some of the teams that are slated to win, it's kind of like if all the stars line up for you with your work ethic and you do all these things, it's supposed to really work out. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you fail and you have to pick yourself back up
and just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't ever, here's the thing. I never feel like coming, you know, I've been approached by a younger crowd of gay men, whom some of which I've dated, and they actually acted like I was entitled, but I've never not had a day where I don't think I haven't had to work for every single thing that I've had. But it's very interesting to note, because I brought this up several times with like a couple of my friends, have you ever seen the movie Mother with Jennifer Lawrence? And her and her husband find this, you know, house out remotely in the middle of nowhere, and she's remodeling the home slowly, and
Justin, let me ask you a question. As I'm sitting here and watching your profile and everything, do you think that people judge people that they think are entitled by the way they look? Because you're a handsome young man, and I say that in the most kind way, like
I'm
a
gonna tell you right
motherly
now,
way.
looks don't get you anything.
I
No,
know,
well,
but people think it
I don't
does.
think they do. I don't think I don't
They
think
think you're
that.
entitled
I don't
because you
think
take good care
so.
of your skin.
Well, that's not my fault. I mean, wash your ass. I mean, that's how I look
Have
at
it
it.
today, and I need to.
Presentation, to some degree, is part of
Professionalism.
professionalism, and you want to smell good when you go to work. You want to look a certain way when you go to work. I believe in
But
presenting
that's even
myself.
gone.
Well, I mean, I believe in. Well, I can talk to you about a guy that I work with at GameStop. Doesn't brush his teeth. Looks like he rolls out of bed. Wears his sandals to work. Thinks he should make more money than me. Asked my boss for a raise, took executive action to go above his head to get to the district manager to have a discussion with him about possibly getting a raise, and then compares his work ethic to mine.
So they think they're entitled. It's because they show up.
Even just the fact that I drive up with a Mustang, he says to me, "Oh, I sure would like to take that for a ride," and I'm like, "It's never gonna happen." Like, I'm sorry, did you like I worked hard to pay for that vehicle. Well, where could you afford to get a car like that? I bought it on sale. You
Yeah.
know,
They think
it's
because you drive a nice vehicle or you live in a certain
well,
place
the connotation of a nice vehicle is
is
relative.
relative. It is so
It's
relative.
plastic. It's all material. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I bought it because it was orange.
You know who
I didn't
can?
buy it because I didn't think I bought it because it was orange and because it was ranked number three for the cheapest repairs in the United States.
So you did your
So I did my homework. Yeah. So because I'm an intellectual individual who focuses on proper consumerism and proper spending, I'm supposed to what, just hand over my bank account information? You know what I mean? Or be the never-ending ATM.
Yeah.
For some of these individuals, for some of the men I've dated, I've never been more than an ATM to them. And then once I said, "Hey, you have to be an active participant in this relationship and get a job and work too," most of them would complain and say, "You mean I have to work?"
Which is just a normal relationship between any two people that are going to live together, whether you have a roommate or that's your partner or and or in a
I just
marriage.
believe that people can have a lot more by working together as a team. It doesn't mean we have to have the same goals. It just means, like, as far as career focus, you don't have to have the same goals as me. You just have to have some goals for yourself and where you want to be. But you can't be on the coattails of someone else because they're driven and they want success out of their life. And that's the other thing, too. Success is not a concrete word. So you can't just.
It's not about material
Well,
things.
that's right, but I think for a lot of people it is. I mean, I dated a guy one time who felt like he didn't have to work because I made enough money for me to pay for the both of us. But wouldn't it have been a lot easier had he decided to work?
Yeah.
And we could have been financially set and better off working together as a pair. He could have just worked a part-time job and we'd have been better off.
Well,
People don't want to contribute, though.
That
I did have somebody say to me one time, you know, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine.
yeah, I've had that conversation many times over the years. You know, I was talking to a couple last night, and I was saying they were talking about food, and they were just talking about things in general being so high. And I said, you know, the one thing that I think hasn't changed in prices, and they said, what's that? I said, tennis shoes. I remember taking my child and buying the first Nike Air tennis shoe. You know, I think they were Air Jordans. I'm probably getting this wrong because it's been, you know, he wanted these and then my daughter wanted certain shoes. And they were about 100, 125, 135. So when the grandkids were born and I started buying stuff for them, and now they're teenage, one of them is a teenager. And that's something that I always did because my grandmother was like a traditional thing. It wasn't entitlement, it was a need that I was filling. And so I was filling a need. They were going to start back to school, so I'm going to get them some shoes. And so I would go and buy tennis shoes for the kids this year or every year for school, and they're about $125. Still, a good pair of tennis shoes. And I was like, that's the one thing I can say hasn't changed.
But I found a good pair of tennis shoes. I mean, like, I shop at Ross.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, every week.
Everybody shops there. I've never been there. I've never been there. Stay out of Ross.
It's a curse. I went there this morning, and I was like, I'm just going to walk around and look around. And sure enough, I walk out spending $50. And I'm like, did I really need to spend that? No, but I did it anyway. But
yeah.
Again, you know, like, the aspect is I should somewhat feel guilty because I, you know, speaking of which, when I was working my privately owned business, I got more guff from other people on how I spent my money when I was running in an operation for myself with the clientele who were spending money to get services from me. And it was almost like a parent was paying me my allowance for giving a good massage.
Oh, good boy. Good boy.
Like they didn't treat it professionally.
Okay, well, here's the other thing. It's really after the exchange, me giving you the massage, after that exchange, what I do with my money is my business.
Yeah.
If I want to go buy something for myself, it's my business. If I want to take somebody out to dinner, that's my business. You're spending my money. You're spending my hard-earned money.
Yeah.
I'm spending my hard-earned money.
But they don't. Yeah. There's something about the service industry that people think they have entitlement. I dealt with that over
That's why I don't work for myself anymore.
I know it's hard. Isn't
corporate
it?
America is 100% way better because I just don't have to deal with the hierarchy of the clientele. Like, I get paid a paycheck related to the corporation. You pay for the service. I'm the massage therapist. We have people who handle the front desk and all the aspects of the front desk, which is a wonderful thing. But when I was managing my own business, I was the business manager, the account.
The payroll person.
The payroll, paying myself, you know, stuff like that. So it's like now I could just go into work, collect a paycheck, and go home.
Yeah.
No arguments or disputes. I hope people are satisfied with the service that I'm providing. My service is just as consistent as it was when I left New Age Spa and was working for chiropractors and now working for corporate massage.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's interesting. It's interesting people's perception. I talk to
people ask if my massage is different. This is just an example, but yeah. People ask if my massage is different because I work for a corporate massage facility. And I laugh at them and I'm like, why would it be any different? I follow a protocol to some degree. That doesn't mean I'm going to change the structure of my integrity of the massage related to the fact that I'm working for someplace different. It's just that the price is variable toward a fact of what is fair to the business and what is fair to the therapist.
Yeah, I don't think people realize what it takes to,
zero.
You know, what it takes to put a business together.
Zero realization. They don't even want to accept.
Yeah. What, you know, just to put the lights on. I always tell like servers, it didn't matter whether I was working for a corporation or my own place. I'm like, you're the CEO of your own little section.
Yeah.
Okay. I pay all the lights. I pay for all the food. I pay for the sewer, the everything, everything. I even pay you to come in here and work. And then all you have to do is provide a service like you do.
Go home
and make your money.
Yeah.
And treating people nice is a service.
It is.
And having customer service. But they feel entitled to some kind of, I always hated it. It just went through me when they would say, well, they didn't tip me. And I was like, okay, well, let's look at why they may have not tipped you. Could you have done something wrong? Could you have done something better? Or did you just not, they can't afford to tip, you know? You're not always going to have the ideal situation, and that kind of is irritating to me that everybody feels so entitled to something to get.
Well, that's why there's compensation related to a 40-hour work week. If you're not meeting the expectations of what your tip out is at whatever the base rate of pay is, which I don't know what state.
213 for servers, but right. I pay him more than that.
Yeah,
but
I mean.
But in massage therapy, do you have a base pay? Okay. So it's very similar. Okay. I wasn't aware of that. I don't know
I
how,
mean, it's
you
a
know, I
reason.
never thought
I
about
think
it.
it's a reasonable living. I think it's more than adequate.
Yeah. See, I didn't know how that
I mean,
worked.
but here's the other thing too. I don't live above my means, so it's more than adequate.
Well, you really
I
have to.
don't have to present myself in the expectation that I have to drive a fancy car or I have to live in a fancy house. I've accepted what I make and live within that salary.
Yeah.
Like, why should I have to keep up with the Joneses around
You
here?
should know.
There's,
You should know.
but I think to some degree there is level of, like these levels of entitlement coming from our youth, like the aspect, a lot of it I think is divvied down from socialization and from the parents. I think a lot of it comes from reality television, that people don't have a concept of what it means to get to where these celebrities are, that it
Right.
took hard work. They're working 16 hours a day. They're showing the best parts and the most dramatic parts. They're
Yeah.
not showing the behind the scenes of
The
like
struggle.
the tirades and the arguments and the struggle and the stress. I mean, there are days when I get home from work and I'm screaming and yelling for no apparent reason at all. I got
Yeah.
to get this done. I got to get that in. Time is of the essence. Driving down the street, even people are entitled. They don't even use turn signals and they sit at green lights. It's like, get the lead out of your
Yeah.
ass. People got
Yeah.
places to go and got things to do. Your time, the way you man people, the way people manage their time sometimes is directly affecting the way other people manage theirs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I
Have
know.
some consideration for other people. You are not the only one around driving around on the road. As far as I'm concerned, I would assume that a majority of people who live here are natives. I've seen the license plates. If you get into your vehicle, you should have some kind of a semblance of where the hell you're going.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you should.
Yeah.
But you can
Or get
tell a
off the
lot,
road.
or get off the road. Go buy a big, or one of those big three-wheelers, like a bicycle, and just tricycle down the street because I've had it up to my neck.
Yeah.
No efficiency, no, I wish I was a psychic driver.
Yeah.
I mean, like
Well, right
I
when
can predict every move.
you can, and I think it's situational awareness too. I think people are just trodden through life, and they don't have
I don't know,
necessary.
autopilot.
Yeah,
Some kind of
they
an autopilot with
yeah.
these damn zombies.
And I have not ever got there. I hope I don't know. I don't know how they get there, and it sounds very contradictory to what I'm trying to do, because I'm trying to find that happiness, that balance. And I know you said today, I'm not going to put up with any of this stuff anymore. I'm just going to be happy.
That's right.
And
It's a choice.
it is.
So it
Yeah.
ultimately comes down to whether or not you want to be happy with yourself and the
Right.
choices that you make in life and
But I feel like you have to ignore so many things that, the things that we have to ignore. Or am I ignoring them? Am I going to have to ignore things to make myself happy? And there are some things I just can't morally ignore.
Well, we're back online. It's okay. We're
Yeah.
good.
I just sometimes I can't ignore things. I got an email, and I was talking to a colleague before you came in here, and we got an email, and so we were talking about it, and we have budgets, and we have things that we have to do that are strict guidelines. And this person is telling us we can do this, we can do that. And I'm thinking, there's no way we can do that and meet the goals that you want to do. And it's so funny to me because they'll bring somebody in and they'll say, do this. But in theory, I don't know what they've told them that because we're getting an opposite message. And I think that's where the entitlement thing is. We're told we can do anything. We're told we can work a 40-hour week and accomplish all these things, but you can't. If you work more than a 40-hour week and you get things and you accumulate stuff, and I know this is a first-world problem for sure. I'm not complaining about my situation at all. I love my life. I love my family, but I don't understand the entitlement thing. I don't understand why people think they're entitled certain things because of a I don't know where it comes from. I'm very frustrated with it. As you can tell, I don't even have the words tonight to say
It's a mysterious thing. I don't know where entitlement comes from either, but like I said, I think it is a basis of, I think it is a basis of socialization, expectations. I think the other aspect is giving to your children too early.
Probably.
Giving them a cell phone too early. We talked about the development of, you know, children have underdeveloped bones, bone structures related to using cell phones. So the aspect that it could potentially affect the brain, brainwave patterns. I mean, that's a theory. I wouldn't even really, it's a stretch of a theory, but I think to some degree, I think it comes from parents. I think it comes from social factors. Television. I think people have been watching way too much television and it's warped their little minds.
Yeah.
You know, I you know, speaking of celebrity aspect too, I oftentimes feel like people are willing to defend a celebrity over someone they know personally. They're never jealous of the celebrity success, but they'll be jealous of the neighbor.
You know what?
Success. Have you noticed that?
I have. And
it's like, why are you so jealous of me? But you fawn all over Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see them in the news all the time. And then I actually opened up about the aspect of Oprah Winfrey, for example. I was on Facebook the other day and I opened up about the aspect of Oprah Winfrey losing all that weight. And the first thing that E! Entertainment Tonight said, oh, Oprah Winfrey, she's got such a beautiful figure. You get all this commentary. Oh, she's such a wonderful human being. Oh, she's this, she's that. Okay.
How do we know that? I don't know her.
I don't know the lady personally. She ain't never paid my electric bill. That's one. So, and I say that as far as like the feedback and the commentary and, you know,
Did you get attacked?
Slack. Yeah. The first thing they start doing is coming after me and attacking me and looking at my, anything related to my social media profile. They scroll through to figure if they can find some ammo against me. And somebody attacking me about going to Ivy Tech Community College, which of course I think is a perfectly good school.
Yeah.
A lot of
great things.
But because it's not an Ivy League college. And I asked the guy, I said, where did you end up going to college? And he said to me, he didn't respond. I said, probably Hamburger University. You know what I mean? So it's just like, where did you end up going to college? And he didn't respond. No, because it's a blatant attack. Because I'm going to tell you what they do. They hire these people to be, they come back. Facebook, I'm sure, has fake profiles set up to hire these people to attack the conservative voice. People well, have much more of a conservative voice and are much more open-minded about the corruption of certain celebrity types in this area, because, or not in the area, but in the United States, a national aspect. But it, still, like, you don't know these people. You tell people that you love them. I hear these aspects of, like, I love celebrities. I love my cell phone.
I didn't end the video.
So one of the things that I think is interesting is the whole Kate Middleton thing. God bless her. You know, she is going to have to go, or she
we'll
didn't.
Just leave it. We'll
yeah, she didn't have to go public with her. Well, I guess there again, she has a certain status in society, and people wanted to know what was going on with her and was very concerned.
Yeah, but I don't think people even have to know the right.
They don't. No. And she's being very private about it, and I respect that.
Well, she came out as having cancer.
Yes.
But
yes.
Then I also saw information that she was, that Prince William was having an affair on her, too.
And she just maybe, it was very similar to his mother's situation.
Who knows?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. I feel bad for people like that, not bad, because they have a great life. I mean, it's like a fairy tale.
Beyond wealthy.
Yeah, beyond.
Anything that they spend. The civilians within that nation make up for their excessive spending.
Exactly.
Did you know that? By
yes.
paying higher taxes.
Absolutely.
Which is insane to me, because I would refuse to want to pay for Prince William's lavish lifestyle if he exceeded a budget.
Yeah. Well, and I agree mean, with that. But I'm
why
I'm,
should I have to pay for him to go bang a hooker?
The
personally.
Yeah. And the reason I'm bringing this up...
If that's the case,
yeah.
Which I don't think it is. I don't think he's the kind of person that would do something like that. But, I mean, I'm sure that there was a woman that's probably caught his eye. I saw a YouTube video the other day where that's basically, that was the first thing that they had discussed, that she found out that Prince William was having an affair.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
And maybe, how do you know that Kate, she, how do you know she's not lying about the fact that she has cancer in order to cover up the divorce? But these people are, they're always running around with,
I hope not.
Aspect
of, I don't want her to have cancer,
yes,
but I hope
don't
that's
either.
Not,
but yeah. But I'm telling you, like they raise awareness for certain illnesses, diseases. They, how do you know they're not acting the whole entire time? How do you know it's not all pretend?
Yeah, that's.
I just don't believe anything that they put out anymore. I don't believe any of the bullshit they put out. The aspect that they have questions already to give to late night commentary. Before they are even questioned, before they walk out on stage, it's all
oh, it's act. All scripted.
They all
yeah.
play a role. They're never really on. They're never really transparent. They're never really honest. They're never going to be asked real questions, hard questions. I mean, just like Biden's not asked the hardest question you could probably ask President Biden right now is, "What is your name?"
Yeah, I. You know.
I mean, it,
there again, the whole
sad.
Well, and. We could go down the political rabbit hole. I just saw something on TV.
I don't think this is going down a political rabbit hole. I
no.
think it's going down the aspect of the decline of individuals' mental health. And it's unfortunate to watch a man like Biden have a decline in mental health because...
Well, we saw it with Reagan.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Jesus
yeah.
Christ. They.
What are you thinking?
She was calling in psychics and getting all this, you know, Nancy believed in psychics. If all this is true, you know, and I think that there should be an age limit on it. Because there again, my mom, I had to take her driver's license away.
Yeah.
These people have lived such a sheltered life that they don't even drive their car. So there's no barometer to... make sure that their mental health is okay and or they're a functioning individual.
No.
It's just been a lifelong career for them.
Yeah.
And it's been a, then we go back to entitlement. He's entitled to office because he lost years ago when he was in his prime, and he probably would have been a very fit, well president.
You're talking about Reagan, right?
Any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
they all want their time in the spot.
Exactly. It's a hierarchy.
Well, it's similar to the celebrity aspect. It's almost kind of ritualistic. It's like a moving up in the ranks.
Yes.
To some degree, you pay a certain amount of money. You do a certain amount of humiliation,
emotional stuff for them.
Humiliation, and you work yourself up to the ranks of being cast for another movie or. Whatever else, because I don't think any of the fame comes for free. I don't think any
oh, no.
of it does. None
well,
of it.
That's what I was going to say
just,
earlier.
Just similar to being the president, who they make a decision of who the president is going to be. They don't. The only reason Trump is the non-determining factor, I guess, if you will, the dark horse.
Oh, I don't think he's the dark horse anymore. I don't think that that's even a, I don't even think that's a motive. I think we're seeing things play out the same way we're seeing with that is the same way we're seeing in our everyday life things play out. Their situation is, to me, I don't care what your political beliefs are.
Yeah.
Their scenario is playing out the same way as I see my daily life playing out sometimes. It's just, I'm not going to be the president of the United States, and you are not either, maybe. But
I can't. I'm Canadian.
I know, right?
That didn't stop Obama.
You're going to take me there, aren't you?
We're I'm not there. Even there.
No, stop just, it. Yeah. But no,
really
but what I'm saying is their scenario playing out, I think they're both equally unbalanced mentally.
Well,
both of them are both.
When people say picking from the lesser of the two evils, I'm like, what do you mean?
I don't. It's not an evil.
It's not an
evil. I don't even
like,
look at it. I don't even care anymore.
Why can't we just pick from the lesser of the two?
I'm going Kennedy. I don't know what you're going, but I'm going RFK because I think he's the only one that. I know you're going to hate me now.
No, I don't care.
No. It's
I just don't want to see. I don't want to see nuclear war.
No, I don't want to see any war.
I don't want to see any war. But I don't want to have a nuclear war.
I feel like
I don't want to have a nuke dropped on.
I feel like every civil. I think if we want to know what's going to happen to us, we need to look at past civilizations. The Roman Empire, you can look at any civilization and predict how this is going to end. Badly. And that's what I'm feeling. It's not rocket science. And why we're all fighting about it is beyond my understanding.
Because it's a two-party system. It's designed to be...
It's entitlement.
I think, well, it is entitlement. It is I also think it's a two-party system. And the two-party system, it's always going to be two warring factions when there never really had to be two warring factions. And I think it's also interesting to note, I'm trying to think of the person who wrote The Art of War, and basically he said that the war has to exist in the mind before it actually is really on the battlefield. So if you can create it in the minds of individuals to basically say, oh, this person is this kind of supporter and that person is that kind of supporter, then really the political realm really doesn't have to do anything.
Oh, no.
We don't have to do anything. Look, we just do it to ourselves.
I'll tell you what.
I think that is the greatest construct of politicians and celebrities, is that we should war within ourselves, because look at how it's looking this way. I mean, we all know that the political realm and the Hollywood elite are interconnected somehow, even within the government. That, like, you look at, they get all this government equipment, military equipment, military, what do you call it? The military construct of the United States. It's all interwoven into the Hollywood realm. It's interwoven in the political realm.
Business.
It is big business. They're using military vehicles in movies and things like that. Yeah. The military complex. Yes. It's all under that.
It's all woven in the same fabric.
It is. And isn't it funny how, again, I'm going to go back to this, everybody will take up for a celebrity, but we all know they're all involved in human trafficking.
Right.
Everybody will take up for a politician, but we all know, and this is the major issue that never gets covered in the United States, human sex trafficking, human trafficking.
Just human trafficking for...
Period.
For industry.
Where are all these kids going?
I just watched something on TV. I just watched an interview about the president of Mexico.
Yeah.
And what is going on with the border and his relationship with politicians. But one of the things, before we go any further with it, one of the things I never liked was protest. Mm. And the reason I don't like protest is because I feel like you have to have a... I believe in protest. I believe in being able to organize your thoughts and get them together with a group of people and maybe make a difference for whether it's a...
Peaceful, though.
Peaceful. But what happens is, when people go to protest, whatever it is,
they get violent.
They get violent. They're already pre-charged with violence.
Yeah.
That's how wars get started. Yeah. Because we're protesting against communism. We're protesting against socialism. We're protesting against the border. We're protesting against this. Once you start that mob mentality, you go to a protest, if you've never been, and I've been to one, and that was all it took for me.
You didn't want to go to one again?
No. You know why? Because it became violent.
Yeah.
And when it became violent, and it was a racial thing, it was when I was a kid. And people don't even understand that in Evansville that happened.
Of course it did.
It happened all over, but it happened here. And I saw it as a child, and I thought, wow, we were talking about coming together and not being violent. Now everybody's so worked up, and their mindset is so worked up.
Well, I don't understand why assimilation is necessarily a bad thing. Like, I don't understand why assimilating into being a nationalist is a bad thing. But to say that I'm a nationalist, people would compare me to the Nazi Germany party because they refer to Hitler as being a nationalist. I don't think that that's true. I think that when you are a nationalist, you care about your country. You don't care about who's serving it. You care about the very fabric and foundation of what this country is actually about. You care about your independence. You care about your freedom. You care about your inalienable rights. You care about all of those things. That is a nationalist. Somebody who cares about the fabric of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
And not the destruction of society.
Absolutely not. Now, what I can tell you is socialist and of the Nazi Party is a lot of what comes down or trickles down from what I consider liberal extremists. And I'm talking, and I'm not saying that's everyone, because I know plenty of people who are liberals who are perfectly rational.
Well, but you're talking about the far left or the far right. It doesn't matter. I don't care if we were talking about the far.
It goes really into a globalist agenda where you're basically trying to eradicate independent thought. So you're trying to get rid of the independent thinker, the person who thinks for himself, the person who questions science, the person who questions.
But I don't think that's a political
thing.
The
person who questions celebrityism and why everybody is falling all over these famous people who are just as corrupt as the politically elite.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's a political thing at all.
I don't think it's a political thing. I think it's called being, you're paying attention to what's going on in the world. You're seeing between the lines. You're reading between the lines. And you're not accepting it as face value just because someone said it. Just because somebody puts on a pair of spectacles and gets on television and says, "Hi, I'm a scientist." For all you know, you could be a paid actor.
Yeah.
I don't know who the heck you are.
Yeah. Back it up with facts.
Yeah, back it up with facts. I want to see credentials. I want to see what you've done with your life. This is this person. This is what they've done with their lives. They're going to be analyzing this information and having an open discussion. That never happens anymore.
No.
The journalist
gets
the,
hurt.
Well, yeah, the journalist gets the information. It's and then most of it is interwoven with some kind of an opinion related to somebody who has a bachelor's degree in journalism.
I watched Dr. Phil a little bit when he was on TV, but really honestly, I work so much that I never got really involved in any of that kind of TV. But I do hear that he is coming out with something that I was quite interested in. On my time in the car, I listen to a lot of radio, but I don't listen to music as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. For some reason, it makes me sleepy. And anyway, but I heard that he's coming out with a very neutral, and I don't know if this is true. I don't know if he can be neutral because he is very opinionated. And he, you know, he's has Hollywood ties or whatever. But he says he's coming out with a show that's going to be neutral and have everybody from every walk of life come on there and give their opinion. I hope that happens. That would be a great thing for our country. Because he said, and I heard him say it with his own mouth in the interview thing that I heard, was that he is doing this because there is such a divide and there is such an entitlement in society now that nobody's got a grip on anything. So he feels like that if he creates a network, and I don't know if it's already out, I don't know if it's in play right now, I haven't researched it, I just heard it, but it would be interesting if we could report the news like that now, and we could get the facts based upon the facts rather than jaded, and the entitled people are controlling that, whether they be on the far right, the far left, in the center, I don't give a damn where they are on the barometer.
Well,
just get to the truth.
You know, speaking of this, the one thing that I thought about was, I think when you're coming from an extremist point of view, to some extent, they think freedom is suppression of thought. Like, you're living in the freest country in the world, but when you start thinking like this, we have to suppress the way you
think.
Oh,
absolutely.
We have to suppress your thoughts.
Yes.
You're like, you're not allowed to think like that. What would make you think like that?
Well, I think
what wouldn't make me think like that? Because I am so tired of being told that I have a problem. Even on my own Facebook page, it says, my Facebook has issues. My Facebook page has issues. This Facebook page has issues. It does. Why? Because I question where celebrities get off talking poorly about other individuals. I question covert narcissism. I question fact checkers on Facebook or respond with, "You're probably a fact checker hired by the Clinton news, the Clinton, Hillary Clinton Foundation." I question those things. And I'm told that I'm a bully because I said Kim Kardashian has no room to be talking about this individual because she's nothing more than a common whore. She is a whore.
Well,
like when you are in a pornographic film, you're a whore for the rest of your life.
Well,
that's it.
And isn't it funny though?
But I'm a bully for saying that. But she's a whore for fame.
Yeah, I know. It's no different. Every
celebrity is a whore for fame.
Well, there again, you're delving into people that feel like that they are entitled. She doesn't feel like she is that. She doesn't even feel like that. She feels like that, and she's worked hard. She's
lying to herself.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, people do lie to themselves. Did she work hard for a hard-on?
Exactly.
I mean, geez.
Well, you know, I mean, that's been historically the way things go down.
I consider it doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's doing nothing.
Yeah.
I know what hard work is.
Yeah.
Like, I've said this multiple times.
I never laid on my back, Justin, and got anything beneficial.
I never got anything out of it either. I mean, but I'll tell you one thing right now. The men and women who put on their uniform, those are the people who work hard. Yeah. Men and women who go to
work. We disgrace them.
Well, the small business.
They're entitled to a hell of a lot they don't get.
No, they get nothing. Jack shit for pay and brown underwear.
And
how do you know they're even dirty?
You know what? I feel the same way for police officers, firefighters, anybody that does that type of work.
A thankless job.
You know, an EMS, someone who saves a life. I mean, nurses.
Yeah.
Think about doctors. You know what? I've thought about this often. When you have to have a major surgery, nobody even thinks. They go, oh, the rich doctor or doctor so-and-so is going to do the surgery. My God, I don't care what if he's working on my brain or he's working on my heart.
You better pay him well.
Yeah, I want his complete focus.
Or you're going to come out a carrot.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be a vegetable. Breathing out of something that I don't want to. So, you know, I think there's just an unfair balance of entitlement. I want my doctor to be entitled. I want him to have certain privileges so that he can be well rested and well fed and well taken care of. I would like to see people that are educators the same way.
I agree.
But there again, we've gone back. When I'm watching the NCAA.
Education or indoctrination.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
There's that.
We're indoctrinating all these young guys that are playing basketball. And I know this is not going
to
be.
Well, yeah, because of the fact that they're now able to be endorsed. Is that what this is about? Yeah.
Kind of. I'm not disagreeing with that necessarily. Because these colleges are making tons of money.
Pay for school.
Yeah, if they're going to use it for their education and make them get an education and not one and done. But that's what we're seeing.
But I think that students in college should have to maintain a certain level GPA in order to be able to play sports.
And not keg stands.
Correct.
They're not a GPA on a keg stand.
That's right.
You know what? When those kids are up there partying on any campus, I don't care what college campus is, the whole sorority, and I'm probably going to get a bunch of flack for that, for giving my opinion. I don't care.
Who cares?
I never was in one. Don't want to be.
This isn't what this podcast is about. Say whatever we want.
You know, I just can't believe that people go to college, they drink themselves into oblivion. I had this.
And then they get rewarded.
With a diploma.
Yeah.
For what?
For nothing.
Get your ass to work.
Do nothing.
You're going to be working more. I like the people. I love the stories about I didn't finish college because it was a bunch of bullshit. And I got out on my own and worked hard.
That's right.
Most entrepreneurs are most people that have the most success, probably, other than scientists.
Because you can start making money right away.
Yeah, but I think scientists, you need the research. I think you need the
money. Massage therapists required certification. I had to go to school. I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the things that they follow under state policy and licensure, so you have to go to school for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's an easy, quick trade. But the education's hard. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, you have to learn anatomy.
I have to learn anatomy, and you got to pass it. That's the hardest thing to pass. Yeah. Once you get your anatomy and physiology done, everything else is a cakewalk.
I know my daughter going through nursing school. That was tough. I remember her sitting.
Studied hard.
Yes,
hours.
We did. And she worked, too. She did not come from two jobs,
full-time student, sometimes five classes a
semester. I respect the crap out of her. I respect her immensely because she was working two and three jobs, and she was going to college, and she wasn't partying. She wasn't doing any of that nonsense. She lived at home.
I had the occasional alcoholic drink.
Yeah, she did, too.
Never got bent.
No, I never saw my kids. You know, now somebody might disagree. They may have seen my children. And if they did, that's fine, too. I'm not embarrassed. But I never saw my kids drinking and doing that crap and wasting my money and time. And I think they knew that Rick and I worked very hard and they were not entitled and they knew that there were no handouts. And yeah. I think you were raised the same way. You
flopped. Well, I mean, I was out on my own at 17, yeah. So I just wasn't left with many choices. I looked for a means to pay for college by joining the military, and I'm still in debt from college because...
And see, you should be in the military. Enough. That makes no sense.
It didn't pay enough, even when I got out of the military. Yeah, but it's all dependent upon the state. So when you look at the state veterans weren't covered 100%. Now, I could have been serving and in college at the same time, but that's the unfortunate aspect about being in the military, is that they wouldn't have allowed you to go to school because there's just too much to do in the Army.
Yeah. So you have to wait till you get out and use the GI Bill.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or so you're entitled to it.
You're 100% tuition covered while you're serving active.
But you can't
do it. When do you have time to go to school when you're getting shot at overseas?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
They would. They obligate you on so many other things
yeah.
to finishing your degree that but before you know it, you're not focused on getting an education and developing yourself mentally. You're a doofus.
Yeah, you come out not prepared.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there is no entitlement for you.
None. You get unemployment for 6 months and then...
You're on your own.
For me, I think I was making what would be the equivalent of $18 an hour after I got out of the military as a specialist.
Speaking of unemployment, I just have to say this. I know I told you this story. I'm not going to say any names. I had somebody... I know.
I convinced her to try to say who it was, but...
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to be slanderous or anything because that makes me like everybody else.
Mm.
And I don't want to be that way. But I am going to say this. For that person that came and put an application in and sat there and lied and then lied some more and brought their friend to lie with them, I think this is heinous. I got a notification in the mail that somebody had filed for unemployment. Now, I got to jump through hoops and go through paperwork. This person never even worked for me. They never even showed up. All they did was sit and put an application in and talk to me and sent me a couple texts. And the day they were supposed to show up, they didn't show up. And they feel like they're entitled. And that's why we're on entitlement.
Yes.
That's what started me on this entitlement thing today, is I am livid that I have to spend my time, my effort, filling out paperwork to justify. Why is someone not saying, sir, prove, did you get a paycheck? Did you get any money? Did you get any compensation? Because now my unemployment rate is going to go up if I don't file the paperwork in a timely manner on someone that didn't even work for me. And he feels like he is entitled to my tax dollars to pay unemployment. I'm disgusted to no end.
What do I have to say about it? Blast him on social media.
I'm not even going to blast him. I'm not even going to give him. That's all I'm going to say about that.
That has happened
in my career more than I can stand.
It is truly, absolutely depressing that this is where we're headed in society, is the simple fact that someone feels like they're entitled to unemployment and haven't even worked a day in your restaurant.
Yeah.
A day.
Not even an hour.
What, did he think that sitting out at the bar and having an alcoholic beverage?
Several alcohol beverages.
Working.
Yeah, with his friend.
Was working.
Yeah, that was working.
I was networking.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure you were.
Yeah. That's what's got me riled up about this entitlement thing, because I have worked hard, you have worked hard, my family has worked hard. Many families have carried this crap on their back.
Very much.
And I think it needs to stop. How it's going to stop, it's been going on. Now, if you need help, I remember when my dad worked for Whirlpool. God bless his soul. He worked 2 and 3 jobs. They went on strike. They did a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
They were fighting for their rights to get insurance for their families, and he worked his butt off. And he didn't even draw unemployment then. You know, I mean, he went out and just got another job till everything was settled and they negotiated their contract. And then he went right back to work and he worked there 46 years.
Insane.
Yeah. And he never acted entitled to anything.
Well, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that you see on TikTok nowadays. It's just like, you can't make it on a 40-hour work week. All I do is pay bills and work, sleep, eat, breathe, and go to work, and I only work 40 hours a week. You just can't make it on 40 hours a week. And I'm like, no, you can't.
So get your butt up and get a part-time job.
More.
Yeah.
I've told people to work more, set some hours related to achieving a 40-hour work week. So if you have to work 4 10-hour days and then you got to go work another three days at another job, then I guess you have to do that
That's what
too.
you do.
That's what I
And I can
do.
tell you're tired from it
Very
today.
much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Last night didn't work out very well for me. I tried to figure out where this $100 went missing related to the register countdown, and I was there till 10 o'clock.
God bless.
So here I am thinking I want to be off at 9, and I'm scattering around looking for this extra $100. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
So
you're stressed out
I'm
about it.
stressed out about it, and I'm like, is it worth it?
Not really.
Is it worth it to be
Not
worried
really.
about $100? And I text Caleb as soon as I got out of work, my boss, and I said, look, man, I'm tired. I'm going home. I've had it. I
Yeah.
can't figure out where this
Yeah.
money is.
And when you're that tired, you usually can't figure it out.
No.
And you've pushed yourself to the
Yeah.
limit.
And here's the thing. We don't have anybody who wants to work anymore because they all think they can be YouTube famous.
Yeah.
They all think they're going to be popular on social media and this, that, and the other. And great. I hope that works out for you. But for God's sakes, in the meantime, could you put in a little bit of elbow grease for the rest of us who actually have to go to work and work a 40-hour work week? And could you maybe communicate with the fact that there's $100 missing somewhere? Could you
Yeah.
communicate with, could you do the pass off the right way and let people know what's going
Instead of
on
running out the
instead
door.
of running out the door as soon as the person clocks in? You divvy down a brief little synopsis of what occurred for you that day, but you don't tell me what the hell's going on with the registers.
Yeah. Yeah.
No communication anymore, nothing.
No.
Piss poor management,
Yeah.
piss poor leadership to some degree. It's exhausting.
Well, I pulled up.
Going into work and having to clean up somebody else's mess.
Yeah. Well, I travel quite a bit in the car, and I stopped at a gas station to get gas, and I'm kind of out there in the country, so I need to really watch my gas, and I do because I'm by myself, I'm a woman, I'm traveling, and I always, make sure that I have gas, and I pulled up into this place, and it literally had a sign on there, and I've had to do it myself. I mean, I understand people, things happen, but the fact that they this It goes back to nobody wants to work. Everybody feels entitled. They want unemployment. They want this. And the fact that little bastard would, and I say that he was a big bastard, actually. He should have known better. Under the age of 40, over 30, you know who you are. I can't get over it. I've been stuck on it all week, and it's probably got me in a bad,
Yeah.
because now
I don't know, what is it, the eclipse?
I think it is. We're even prostituting out the eclipse.
Yeah.
I was at the bank the other day and saw where the bank was like literally using that as a marketing tool. And I go, what would the bank and an eclipse have to do with one another? I mean,
Nothing.
people are literally going to capitalize on the eclipse and saying, oh, you're not going to see it for 44 years. You're damn right, because I'm 62. I will
I'm
not
not
live
able to
44.
see the eclipse, period, because
Because
I'm
I'll
in
be
the industry.
working.
Yeah.
I'm not
Yeah,
entitled.
I'm not entitled. I ain't got no downtime off work to go see some moon cross over the sun.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit. And I hope it's a cloudy day, and I hope it fucking rains out, too, for all you stupid entitled asses who think you should get the day off. There, I said
people are literally
Like,
going, they're having
traveling for miles and miles and
festivals.
miles, can't even afford it. And they're gonna go, well, I'm gonna go see the moon cross over the sun for 4 fucking minutes. Give me a break.
They're going to show it on the news, so you might
God.
as well just watch the news.
Yeah, you might as well.
They're
Jeez,
selling.
the shits that I give.
It just
The tiny little shits that I give at
it's
this point. It's
crazy.
like, watching the
I think it's
eclipse,
cool,
watching, well, yeah, fine, big deal, but
but it's
watching
been
it,
going. How many
yeah.
eclipses have
Who
happened in the
knows?
world?
Total
I've
eclipse of
seen
the
total eclipse of my ass.
heart. I'm just over it. Like, I just, I, they're
My ass up in
canceling
front of your
school for that
face.
day.
I have a total eclipse of Justin. Kim, no,
Just,
you're going to need Kim
oh yeah,
Kardashian's
hers. Yeah, all she has to do is
Yeah,
bend
because
over and
mine's
she
old and
covers the
saggy.
moon. Yeah. Sure. Just think about what her ass is going to look like
Oh my
down the
God.
road. It's going to be like
No, she'll have it
pieces.
painted.
Like,
No, she'll fix it. She has enough money, she'll fix her ass. And it won't be a total eclipse of nothing.
she's going to look well preserved all the way up until her
I want to get
death.
well preserved. Maybe. No, actually, I'm going to get cremated. Thank you.
Well, it's, I don't want to die.
Just stuff me and bring me back.
I guarantee you.
Stuff me full of
she's
something.
She's going to break a hip.
She's been stuffed full
that of... one day. She's going to break a hip. I hope she falls down a flight of stairs.
No, now don't be mean.
And survives. Just breaks the hip.
Well, then she'll know what it is to be 90 and have a broken hip.
So?
Yeah, she should be donating money to people. Besides her, I don't even know what she donates to and don't care, but anyway, you entitled herself. Spoiled eclipse brat. The ass eclipse.
She's got a zipper in there. She puts her ones in there.
Well, we've established a lot of entitlement tonight. I think so. I think we're entitled to have our opinion, right?
I think everybody's entitled to have their opinion.
Okay, right.
That's one thing we agree upon.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand.
But it's not entitlement.
Now going back to this eclipse. Now I want to go back to this eclipse thing. Really? People are promoting this at banks?
Yes.
I just don't get the whole point of being out of school. I don't get it.
Yeah, they're good. But yet the kids need to be educated. Well, didn't we learn that in science class? Aren't we supposed to be talking about that? Isn't it supposed to be? It's not about. It's a marketing freaking scheme.
Yeah,
it's like to make money. Else. It's to make money.
Let's look at what has occurred since January. Let's go back to December. Okay, so we had Thanksgiving, we had Christmas, we had New Year's, we had
Valentine's Day,
we had the Stupid Bowl, we had the Oscars, we had the Grammys, we had this. What was the last thing?
Can we celebrate freedom in there somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna do that maybe the 4th of July.
All the amount of money people have been spending on all these holidays, Hallmark holidays, it's insane.
We sound very mean, don't we?
It's just the truth.
I just...
And here I have been going to and from work the whole entire time. The only
not
thing
taking a holiday off.
No, and the only thing that I want is to get my damn yogurt and my chicken and my vegetables and get the hell out of the grocery store. I ain't worried about stuffing something up a turkey's ass. I ain't got time. The only thing that is a turkey's ass are all the people who are shopping in the store to buy it all.
And you know...
And I don't even know how they're able to afford it.
I don't either. Because they're not working. They're entitled.
No. Yeah, they're not even going to work.
They're entitled to unemployment.
I go on my lunch break at, 1 o'clock and I'm like, why is the traffic everywhere? Why is everybody driving a Target?
I don't know. I said the same thing.
Why aren't you at work?
On the weekends.
What are you doing for a living?
On the weekends when I come to...
I question what people are doing for a living. What can make you afford to be able to take the weekends
go shopping
off,
every
go
day?
Go shopping every damn day.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
What do you need?
I shop once a week.
We need toilet paper. We need shampoo.
Oh, well, I went to Ross this morning, but it was on the way.
$50 spender.
$50. Hoo-hoo.
You little entitlement. You had to have new underwear.
Everybody says to me, why don't you go to TJ Maxx? Because it's expensive.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to the ghetto TJ Maxx.
Is that Ross? Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm going to have to check it out.
I'm going to say that.
I'm going to feel entitled. I'm going to the Ross.
I feel spoiled when I spend $50. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I got four items.
$50 is a lot.
Yeah. It is a lot of money.
It is.
I mean, when
$50 saves a third world country person. It feeds them.
Yeah, but when you're getting more for your buck, why wouldn't you want to shop at Ross?
Go to you know what? Drop the Ross and go to the Goodwill. Oh, no, we can't go to the Goodwill because the Goodwill is owned by millionaires.
What would people think of me? It's Evansville.
I love Goodwill. I go there and I'll get shirts for a dollar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My ex went to the Goodwill and he found a peacoat that still had a tag on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
You don't have to go to the Ross anymore. You don't have to be entitled.
I'll still go to Ross.
You'd entitle Brad.
Yeah, but it's on the way. It's on the way to work.
Is it? Okay. All right. Forgiven.
Yeah, it's on the way to work.
Not that you need forgiveness from me, because God
only
can only
from
give
Jesus.
Only from Jesus, which I'm very proud of you. You're a Christian. You believe, and you're not entitled to anything. You know that all that comes from positive energy.
Yes.
And if you give out positive,
you get it back.
You don't have to be entitled.
No.
The only entitlement you need is your freedom and your forgiveness to God.
I agree.
That's the only
thing. Well, I believe that the legacy that I only have to worry about is Christ. That's it.
That's it. That's the only entitlement you need.
That's the only entitlement I need. That I know I'm Christian. The only thing is that, and what I all I need to know is that the only legacy that I have to worry about is Christ's legacy. That's it.
Did you hear that young man that's trying to get your unemployment?
Yeah.
All you need is to ask for forgiveness and get your damn self a job
and maybe
and quit acting like you're entitled.
Pull your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
You know, while you're at it.
Yeah. And quit acting like you're entitled.
Yeah, you POS.
That's a point of sale.
Yeah, why don't you check something out, and instead of at the register, why don't you actually like work at one?
Yeah, exactly. And quit posing on everybody, acting like you're entitled and that you're somebody's son of a doctor.
Yeah.
Us unentitled.